Hi, thank you for tuning in to my first podcast. For this episode, I will talk briefly about four projects that I worked on over the course of the fall 2011 semester at Richard Stockton College of New Jersey. The content that I will focus on is from the course Instructional Technology. All of the material from this course is intended to benefit educators and students, both in and out of the classroom. I will also talk about four web tools and websites that are of interest to me. Lastly, I'll talk about my personal learning network and Google Sites and how you can benefit from its uses. Part of our course experience involved blogging. One of our assignments was to follow the blogs from someone in our content area and blog weekly about their interests. Blogging is rapidly growing in popularity, and this was my first attempt at blogging. My blogs have built up over the course of the semester, and they can easily be reviewed by anyone accessing eduBlogs.org. Our WebQuest project involved a lesson format where most or all information that learners work with comes from the web. These can be created using various programs, including a simple Word document that includes links to websites. Research shows that using WebQuest at the elementary level can be beneficial to students. WebQuests allow students to perform designated research on their content. The key to designing an effective WebQuest is to have a clear purpose and objective in mind. Our Prezi project was my favorite assignment over the course of the semester. It is a cloud-based presentation software that not only captures the attention of its audience, but it's fun to create and looks intricate and professional. It is a software much like a PowerPoint presentation, but it has a virtual canvas that allows Zoom navigation and also displays photos, videos, and text on a Z-axis. This software is great for all ages to present captivating information to their audiences. The Jing project taught me how to take screenshots, record screencasts, and capture screen images from my computer screen. Teachers can use Jing to record feedback as they grade papers, or take snapshots to share with the class. Students can even use it to collaborate or ask questions. Vimeo is a website where students can create videos for class projects, view videos of others, and connect. The content from Vimeo overall is much more positive and constructive than that of YouTube. Thus, administrators at schools are more willing to allow access to Vimeo, even though they are denying access to YouTube. Ning is a platform where people create a website for social networking. It gives customers the ability to personalize their appearance with photos, videos, forums, and blogging. The top category networks of Ning are education, business brand, and entertainment. Classroom 2.0 is a website designed for those who are interested in sharing ideas and resources for education through media. It consists of forums, webinars, blogging, chat, workshops, and events. The personal learning network that I have been working on consists of the people and things that I plan to become familiar with over the next 6 months to a year. These are people that I will interact with and derive knowledge from in a personal learning environment. This network will contribute to my professional development and knowledge. The resources that are included function to help me connect, collaborate, and contribute. It lays out a set of goals that I can strive for, and it will guide my independent learning. Google Sites is where I pulled all of my coursework together. It is much like a portfolio that shows some of the work I can do. It can easily be accessed and viewed by searching Victoria Barden under the Google Sites tab. My Google Site will allow future employers to get a glimpse of what I may offer in the classroom as a potential educator. So today we went over some of the projects, websites, and tools that we learned in my instructional technology course. Becoming familiar with these tools and websites can benefit both students and teachers. I hope you liked listening and became inspired to learn for yourself some of the many benefits that these programs have to offer. Thank you for tuning in, and be sure to subscribe for future instructional technology updates.